European prime ministers and leaders of opposition parties, and by top editors and CEOs of the leading newspapers in the world. It is certainly curious that no mainstream media outlet considers a gathering of such figures whose wealth far exceeds the combined wealth of all United States citizens to be newsworthy when a trip by any one of them on their own makes headline news on TV. This is the conundrum that I have pondered. 15 years ago, it set me on an investigative journey that has become my life's work. Slowly, one by one, I have penetrated the layers of secrecy surrounding the Bilderberg Group, but I could not have done this without the help of conscientious objectors from inside, as well as outside, the group's membership. To them, I extend my deepest gratitude for their priceless intelligence has made this book possible. You can understand, then, that to protect them, I cannot mention these true heroes by name. Only thank them for helping me find out what was being said behind the closed doors of the opulent hotels where the Bilderbergers hold their annual meetings. Before we enter the realm of this exclusive club, it is important to recognize that neither people nor organizations are absolutely evil.